Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. And of course, it does come with an update. It's from a throwaway account, which says, "My soon-to-be ex is raging that I'm pregnant with another man's child and wants me to get rid of it. My female 37, soon to be ex, male 37, and I have tried for a baby for over a decade, including 3 expensive and painful, physically and mentally IVF. The last one was 2 years ago. After the 3rd failed attempt, I told him that I was done and couldn't take it anymore. I didn't want to try anymore and maybe we should give up having children altogether. We loved each other and maybe that's enough, or maybe we could adopt. He wasn't happy, and a year later he broke the news that he loved me very much but that he wanted a child. I told him I couldn't go through with this again. I was finally coming to terms with being childless, so he broke up with me. I cried for weeks and then he started seeing this other girl, so I cried some more. About 5 months ago, I started dating this guy and because of my condition, I didn't bother with contraceptives. I got pregnant. I'm 13 weeks now. Now my husband found out, my stupid brother told everyone, he was so fucking mad. He wants me now to get rid of it or put it up for adoption. Our divorce isn't finalized. He wants us to give our marriage a second chance. He loves me and would rather have me than children. And because I got pregnant once, it can happen again, but with the right man. With the other guy, I was still just dating when I got pregnant. We're still dating and he wants to be a part of the baby's life, whether we end up together or not. My family think I'm very odd for choosing someone I've known for less than 6 months over my husband of over 10 years. I think that what they're asking me to do is moronic and out of line. I can't afford being a single mum and I need their help, but they seem to be on my soon-to-be ex's side. I love him still, but how could he ask me such a thing? Need help sorting out my feelings. And before we go to the update, we're going to start with Expensive Network 93, who says, no. He wants you to get rid of your baby so he can try again. Not the relationship, but the baby making with you. And then leave you again if he can't get you pregnant. I can't imagine his behavior isn't all that new, to be honest. Hope your family comes around, and I hope you and the new guy make it. Mrs. Plantain says, just remember, he didn't choose you over children until he found out you could produce children. Luna Landing Hoax says, damn girl, this is a lot. If you want a baby, I don't think you should get an abortion or put it up for adoption because you may never get pregnant again. What happens if you give up the baby, take your husband back, and then are never able to get pregnant again? When you say your family is on your ex's side, do you mean your parents? Do your parents want grandkids or not? It's weird that they would take the side of getting rid of a baby after you've wanted one for so many years. Lucent Jordan says, ah, I see. So what happens if you get rid of the child you wanted all your life and your husband dumps you again? Will your parents support you then? Will they live that life and take on that regret for you? You are not choosing a guy you've known for 6 months over a guy you've married for 10 years. You are choosing to move on with your life and grow a family after your husband of 10 years left you. There is a big difference. Whether it works out with the new guy or not is redundant. He seems like a good guy for wanting to be involved with a kid no matter what. But OP, more importantly, congratulations. You're pregnant with a child you've been waiting and wishing for. Don't let your unhinged ex take away from your happiness. Ozzy says, fuck no. He treated you like a broken incubator and threw you away. Now he realizes you aren't. He wants you back. Keep your baby, keep your boyfriend, and abort your marriage. And one more which says from Wittystock4913, who says your husband is gross. Divorce him and move on. He had his chance and now he wants you to abort a baby you presumably want. For what? So he can leave you again. You are not being asked to choose between your boyfriend and husband. You're being asked to choose between this baby and husband. And any person that will give you such an ultimatum is scum of the earth and doesn't deserve you. Now we're going to move on to that update to see what happened next. Hi everyone, thank you for the support. I knew I wasn't crazy like my family thought me to be for deciding to keep my baby. I love my family, but I think me being pregnant outside of marriage is just too much for them. Besides, I don't think they've totally gotten over the fact I'm no longer with my soon-to-be ex. They're heartbroken as well, because he and I were that perfect couple people aspire to be. Now, to my soon-to-be ex, he is not doing well at all. I don't feel that I'm able to help him. He needs better suited people to help him. I told him that, for both our sake, we need to cut all contact. He needs to stop visiting me, and he needs to stop being in my family's life. I'm close to his older brother. I'm planning to go no contact with him as well, in case he tells his brother what's going on with my life. Soon-to-be ex texted me later that he wants me and the baby in his life, even if he wasn't the father. I didn't answer him. Honestly, I don't know what to answer when he asked me to have an abortion a few weeks prior. I will probably change my number and maybe move. To answer the question I got most, no, my soon-to-be ex wasn't the problem. He's not impotent and he doesn't shoot blanks. I am the problem. He's probably going to have children without any problems, just not with me. I don't know why or how I got pregnant. The doctor's only explanation was I just did. Sometimes when you're not stressing and let it be, it just happens, and it did with me. There are no guarantees I could get pregnant again. The new guy is wonderful with me. None of what happened was something we planned and are both scared because we really don't know each other. But we have discussed it. I told him that I wanted the baby and that he's free to run, but he didn't. Now, worst case scenario is that we break up and I become a single mum, and it isn't that bad actually. So we're just enjoying each other and it's been amazing. I've never had so many strong... And then mentions a part where basically you couldn't have a better sex life. So no complaints there. I hope we stay together. I pray for my baby to be healthy, and I wish you all who supported me, not the nasty ones though, a great day. P.S. Writing from my phone. I do not proofread and English is my third language. Don't judge, okay? Wow, and I can't get over the way the husband was thinking in this one, that, you know, he still wanted to get with her even though the child wasn't his. And it just felt very, very strange to me that he wanted to do that after everything he had said previously. Almost like he was just like saying anything to get back with her. And that might be me just reaching out there a bit too far maybe. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story. It's from a deleted user titled My 23 Female Friend 22 Female just asked me to play the violin in her wedding. I do not and have never played the violin. Also, I think she might literally be going insane. Like, really. So, my friend from school asked me to be in her wedding over lunch today. I've known this girl about 2 years, and because we have the same major, we are school friends. We partner up in classes, do projects together, etc. But I don't really know or hang out with her outside this setting. Anyways, she asked me to be in her wedding. I assumed as a bridesmaid, but I was wrong. She said that she had a dream of a perfect wedding and it was so beautiful she woke up crying. Wrote it all down and cried for hours because it was just so beautiful and perfect. She even made some sketches and said it was a vision from God of her wedding, and she couldn't even explain the warmth and ecstatic love to me because she didn't have the words, but that she would do anything to capture it perfectly. She then likened herself to an artist with divine inspiration and went on for about 20 minutes about the details of her inspiration and how beautiful and uniting this wedding would be. That it would change lives and be so much more than a ceremony, and that the execution was so perfect it would be more of a visual statement, an artistic dedication to love that everyone would be living a part of. In this beautiful, perfect wedding, I am to the front left on the aisle, playing the violin as her guests arrive. In a long white gown, feathered and beaded and soft, very romantic. I'll know it when I see it. I laughed and told her I've never played the violin before, and as such, may have a hard time performing for her guests. She told me that I had a year to learn, and that this was extremely important to her. I looked at what I could of her beautiful wedding notes. They seem really insane. Lots of feverishly circled or written over and over, like, inspect what you expect, over and over, and all in white, literally scribbled over other words. All in the margins, copied into big paragraphs. The part she showed me of my role just said, my name, violin soft and complex, beautiful and intricate, concerto, lots of details. Wow, the guess. I don't know how to play the violin at all. I've literally never touched one. She sounded like she was on drugs talking about it. She was feverish and flitting from topic to topic and talking about how maybe I could compose something, but she wanted it to sound so intricate that no one would believe it was just one person playing it. It seems beyond normal bride stuff, and when I told her, even if I did have a year to learn to play, it would be basic at best. She slammed her hand on the table and said, "Stop." Then went right back to her cheery, excited talk about her divine wedding. I very gently tried to refuse and told her that this wedding sounded really important and that I would be happy to try and find a professional to play for her, and she just said, no, it has to be you, I'm sure of it. I went right back to talking, as if I suggested I wearing a hat to the beach. Just really casually dismissed. Then she dropped a bomb. "Besides, I already bought your violin and it was almost $2,000. "What? I don't know how to play." I told her that she was being insane, but she just kept making no noises or putting up her hands or saying, "Enough." Eventually, she just said the violin would be here in a few weeks and that I needed to find someone that gives lessons and learn, and that she believed in me. She told me that the worst case scenario, I get to learn a skill most people would love to learn, that if I do well, I can have the violin as payment. "I don't want a violin. I don't play." Then she left, and here I am, dumbfounded. I can't exactly cut ties and run. It is summer now, but we have a class together currently and three classes together in the fall. I can only see her getting crazier about this. She is scaring me, and while she's always had a flair for the dramatics, she's never been this crazy before. I'm not really sure if it's just Mega Bridezilla and she will get over it, or if I should just pretend I don't know her. Or if I should call a loony bin to come pick her up, or just take up the violin and hope whatever god of weddings visited her grants me magical powers. Look, I'm not going to try and diagnose what's going on here. It doesn't sound like your friend's mentally healthy at the moment, for sure. Everything that I was hearing in that one story, it sounded like something I saw in an episode, and I'm sorry to compare it to an episode, it's all I got. It's called Peep Show, and they go meet an old friend, and she just bought a pub. And she invites him round for a party and they turn up and it's just the three of them in this party and they're like, "Where's everyone else?" And she goes, "It's just us three." And she's flitting from one thing to another. She's scribbling things down on a piece of paper. And then suddenly she goes, "Do you guys want to run the pub?" And one of them's like, "Yeah, I want to run a pub." And then she's like, "Ah!" And then she's like, "Ah!" And it turns out that she was having like a manic episode. Again, I apologize to compare this to TV, but I at least hope that people that run these programs are doing some research into what that's like. And that's all I could picture as I was reading this post. But DirkTron5K says, "Hey, this sounds like a lot like a manic episode. A classic symptom is to take an interest like that to an extreme and coupled with euphoria, fast talking, magical thinking and compulsive nature of her speech. It really reminds me of the mania I've encountered in my life. I will say it's impossible to diagnose this stuff over the internet, but read up on the symptoms and see what you think. The tough part is, if it's true, it's hard to do anything about it until it's extreme enough to warrant commitment. Possible harm to self or others, though it depends on where you live. Whatever you do, try not to tell her she's crazy or needs medication, as this will alienate her, whether it's true or not. Anyway, I don't want to go too far down this road if I'm wrong, but feel free to ask more questions if not. Good luck." A deleted user says, "What the fuck? I've been playing violin for 15 years and would still be nervous to perform a solo in front of a wedding. And it wouldn't sound as good as this lady is describing. It takes a lot of work to even sound good on a violin. Have you heard grade schoolers play? I would have to start practicing a solo now, and I know how to play." That hot redhead says, "That is horrifying, like, I don't have words. As far as what to do, you said you messaged the fiancé, which is perfect. Hopefully he's receptive and gets the ball rolling on getting help, because she obviously needs it. As far as interacting with her, don't switch your schedule around. If you're friendly with other people in your class, you could ask them to be your partner in things ahead of time. Just explain that she's been behaving strangely to you and that you want some space from her. That might help you get through the school year. No more one-on-one meetings either. Say you are busy and that you won't be able to meet or learn the violin. Keep repeating this. Don't falter. Don't say, 'Oh, maybe if I have time.' Just say, 'No, I'm sorry, that won't be possible.' Don't let her railroad you or keep talking about it after you say no. Walk away when she keeps talking. She has serious problems and whatever they are, you should stay far away from them." And then there was just more comments on this one as well, talking about a manic episode as well. So let's move on to the update to find out what happened.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Happened. Updates. Ages are still 23 female and 22 female. Length of relationship, 2 years. So I sent a modified OP to her fiancé and added, after, I'm really worried because this seems pretty mentally unstable, way beyond normal bride stuff. I got this reply on Facebook from her, not a fiancé, at about 2 p.m. today. I didn't see it because she deleted me from her friends and it went to a different mailbox. Facebook is weird. Thanks so much for trying to tell my husband I'm crazy. Thank God he understands what it's like to love someone and what planning a wedding is all about. Excuse me that I have a dream I am passionate about. Trust me, if you ever get a ring with that attitude, you'll understand too. But I doubt it. Nice try trying to get between us. But guess what, sweetie? Nothing can tear us apart. Least of all you. Ha 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 ha. You are clearly jealous and that makes me feel really bad for you. Then about an hour ago, I got a message from her fiancé. A long message. The TLDR is that she went effing nuts on a florist because he couldn't do her entire wedding in Wisteria. The horror. Almost got arrested for making a scene in the store. He found out she has spent her financial aid and student loan money for the second half of summer on the fall on a random wedding stuff like my violin and has been booking venue tours and tasting with ridiculously expensive prices. If anyone is familiar with Texas, she is looking at doing her wedding in a giant castle in that ritzy Lake Travis part of Austin. You know, by the huge multi-million dollar mansions. So he told her about the need for a budget and being realistic and she threw an epic fucking fit. At this point she left and went to her sister's house. I messaged him back saying that she may be bipolar and in a manic state. And to ask her to maybe get to her doctor, but he was more upset and focused on being hurt about what she had said to him about the wedding than her. She threw a right little tantrum and accused us of sleeping together. I told him that needless to say, I would not be playing violin in their wedding and that I was sorry for any trouble, but I really did think it was best he seek some mental help for her. He said, "You made your point. You don't need to rub it in. I can take care of my family." I told him I understood and wished them the best, and I guess that is that. I didn't see her in class today though, and it looks like she won't be coming back for the fall unless she has a plan to get more money. Thank you for the help, everyone. I really did appreciate having a few hundred friends in this. And again, there were just many comments saying bipolar and she's having a manic episode and stuff like that. And I really do wish them the best. And I hope her being absent on that particular day when Opie mentioned it is that they're seeking some help. I mean, it was a bit worrying that fiance seems to almost seem to be brushing it aside in some ways. Maybe not, though. I could be wrong there. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And we're going to move on to another story. Comes from Throwaway Breaks, who says, "My male 25, girlfriend female 24, wants to break up with me because I can do the splits." Yes, I know, I'm confused as well. "I have a regular account, but this is a throwaway for this situation specifically. I've been with her for the past 4 years-ish, and we're currently engaged and planning our wedding for hopefully early next year. Since we figured most of 2021 would be used to really get past the latter stages of the pandemic, we rarely ever fight. But she insists I broke her trust over what happened a few days ago. My girlfriend works full-time as a receptionist, but she also does yoga very seriously on the side. She has a separate Instagram account, just for yoga, and she also has a few clients she teaches in a gym as well. I used to do gymnastics growing up before switching to aerial circus that a nearby circus studio offered for a few years. And it was there that I mostly focused on training aerial straps in my early years of high school before stopping due to some repeated injuries. But I still try to keep some of my conditioning I learned there and still apply it when I'm training today, at the gym or whatever. But my problem started when she asked me to help her film something. She has a YouTube channel that she's trying to constantly grow. and she asked me to help her with a splits tutorial, where she would do advanced versions of stretches while I did more basic and flexible versions of them. But when she had me try a few of the stretches she had in mind, she was surprised with how easy some of them were for me. And when she sarcastically asked me if I could do the splits, I showed her that I could, and for some reason, she got really offended. I wasn't showing off or anything, I just did the poses she asked. I've helped her with other videos before, but when she asked how I learned it, I told her that I did gymnastics and aerial straps right before beginning high school, and tried to keep some of the conditioning exercises that I learned as part of my usual gym training routine. But she got offended that I never told her about it. But I did tell her about it many years ago, but she didn't seem to remember, and that's fine. I don't think that it's that important. And I told her that the last time I did aerial straps or gymnastics was like 9th grade, maybe 10th. But she spun it into, "What else are you hiding?" and called me a liar and asked, "Why don't I make an Instagram just like her?" and stuff like that. And I honestly didn't know why she was getting so worked up. I told her I was sorry despite not thinking I had anything to be sorry for. But her mood was ruined and she just gave up on the video idea and said that she changed her mind and acted distant for the rest of the day. Then when I get home, I try to text her again that I'm sorry. She doesn't respond, and she's not responding to anything that I text her for 4 straight days when we almost always talk. Then finally, about a week later, she told me she wanted to take a break from our relationship and a bunch of other things about how she couldn't trust me. And while I think she's overreacting, I couldn't bring myself to say that and told her that I'd respect her request and that I was sorry for offending her again. But it's almost been 3 weeks and she hasn't contacted me. And one of the friends we both have from our friend group contacted me and said that she's been talking shit about me to some of the other girls. And when I decided to open up and tell him how I thought she was being ridiculous, he said that she cares way too much about her Instagram and other things, about how he thought she was arrogant. And I'm kinda upset at myself for not telling her how ridiculous she was sounding and just sucking up. But I'm getting a little worried, and we still have engagement plans. But I'm also reconsidering how easily she gets offending over something as small as this. And before I break her no contact and try to consider calling her back, I've really been thinking about this and just need to hear some other opinions. And I also want to ask how I should reach out to her after a request to have some space, to see where we stand with the engagement and our future in general, or if I should just even reach out at this point at all, or just wait for her. Now, I've got to say, if I was treated the way you're being treated in this particular situation, I mean, you've been together, what, 4 years, was it? You're engaged, and because you've done the splits in front of her, suddenly she's, like, had a complete tantrum about it. And assuming that's all that's going on here, yeah, I'd be really pissed off if someone went no contact with me for, what, was it 4 days or something, and treated you this way over this. I mean, if my hypothetical partner suddenly did the splits in front of me and I had this YouTube channel, I think that'd be absolutely amazing and something you could do together and maybe incorporate it into your videos. Not jump to the assumption that what else could they be hiding? I mean, how paranoid is that? And I hate to say it, but in some ways it might be a blessing in disguise, this, but who knows? We'll go to Snoo Macarons, who says, "I recommend you talk to her since you'll have been together for 4 years, plus have an engagement going on. But it is a bit sketchy to know how easily offended and jealous she got over the fact that you could do something that she can. How immature can you be to not talk to your boyfriend for 3 weeks just because he can do the splits? I'm not sure if this is the first time she's behaved like this, but this is just a glimpse of how she would react to situations that bother her. No contact, immature behavior, silent treatment. Really think about your future wife acting like a 12-year-old and can't have a mature conversation about something that clearly bothered her." OP replied saying, "I've never really seen her get her upset over anything as petty as this. But my friend from our friend group really thinks that she's too arrogant and jealous, and that may be the reason why. But I'm thinking that maybe she already has something else she was upset about and but never told me that I never picked up on. But I also agree that's really immature and stupid, like I kind of regret even showing her in the first place, but maybe it was a blessing in disguise. If I contact her, it might be from seeing where we stand with the wedding and cancelling. But that might be about it, since the past 3 weeks have been painful already." A deleted user says, "Holy crap, this sounds like a blessing. Yes, she's overreacting. She either has a major issue with needing to be the best or she is freakishly paranoid. Either way, she's treating you horribly. I don't think I'd want to marry someone who's that insecure and whose whole identity lies in their Instagram account." Opie replies saying, "She never goes to me before or anything like this, and we don't argue a lot. But the few times we do, she's usually very understanding, and I'd like to think that I am. She's usually pretty chill, but the friend from my group the one who told me that she's been telling the other girls in our friend groups things about me during the past 3 weeks of ghosting, told me that she's really into her yoga Instagram and maybe really jealous or something like that. And he also said that some of the girls in our group have said that her yoga Instagram seems to be more about her posting prideful poses, but that they never wanted to tell me that. That's his opinion, but the past 3 weeks over something this petty just hurts a lot. So now we're going to move straight on to the update to find out what happened next. It's been about a week and she's kind of made the decision to break up on her own actually. And here's what I mean. She actually went through and made a splits video on her own, and she actually threw a joke in there about how girls watching should ask their boyfriend if they could do the splits too and are shy about their talent. And honestly, I kind of found it funny at this point just to see how petty and upset she was over this. Some of the girls in my friend group, who kind of took my side, said that my fiancé doesn't seem to understand what yoga means and they happen to do yoga as well. They said that she's stupid because she's certified and doesn't understand that yoga isn't a competition, but rather a personal journey, to quote them specifically. But she seems to care more about showing off impressive poses on Instagram, more than actually promoting what yoga is about and how she's basically body shaming me, as they put it. It's the opposite of what yoga stands for, in their opinion. They also had an issue with the joke that she made during the video, and specifically with how she told the girls that were watching to ask their boyfriends if they could do the splits, in an attempt to see if they were hiding it from her. And they said that came off as wrong and somewhat sexist and immature. And they also showed me some of the texts that she sent them, stuff about how she said that I'm hiding things from her, and why was there a need to hide something as simple as that, in regards to my gymnastics background. And personally, I think it's really dumb. Like, this is high school behavior, and maybe not even that, because I was in high school, some people were petty, but this is just a lot. When I text her in regards to the wedding and asking her where we stand, she didn't respond. And when I text her again another day, she didn't respond again. When I tried calling her twice on the same days, she didn't respond either. And I'm trying with the help of my parents to cancel the wedding on our side, but she and her parents are not responding. And with the payments they have down, we are nervous about getting looped into something that they could hold against us. And at this point, I could care less about the ring. I asked my dad if we should go over, but he said it was a bad idea given their behavior. But we've talked to the planner, who's had a little communication with her family too. And that's pretty much where we are at this point. I called her a few times and my dad called her parents, but they aren't responding on numerous days. And I want to ask how to get out of the wedding at this point. The most safe way possible with no strings that they could hold on us, or if it's possible to cancel without having to see any of them again. My dad is also inquiring how to do this on his own, but I want to ask here too, and I could care less about the ring at this point. I also want to say thanks for all the advice given out the first time, and for anyone else who decides to comment on this one. Now that is one strange story, splitting up over the splits. Gee whiz. Let me know your thoughts in this one in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. Getting involved in the channel, your love, support, and time means the absolute world. Thank you so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive. When life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope.